going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Miley sings us into a Vibe Check Tuesday. I feel like the vibes are pretty good, Anthony.
They are indeed.
How can they not be after last night with Ovi? I would say doing Ovi things, but that's his first career playoff goal.
Yeah.
Or a playoff, sorry, obviously not his first career playoff goal. First career playoff overtime goal.
Yep.
First time he has put the puck in the back of the net to win the game, and there just aren't a lot of firsts left for him when it comes to goal scoring. So figure might as well game one of the playoffs this year. Check that one off. Do we have any? We don't have currently anybody to talk about that, do we?
We do not.
Press conference. Okay. We are efforting someone to talk more about that. But our main story today is going to be the Commanders 2 days away from the 2025 NFL Draft. And again, I've said this before, but I will reiterate it because I think it is worth saying on a day like today. This is not me saying the NFL draft is more important than Caps hockey and then making a playoff run. And I wish I had more time in a day to have more time during the year to watch more stuff. I am someone who's made my career in football and basketball. And if you are tuning in today to hear me talk Caps hockey, my question to you would simply be, what is it possibly that you care about? If you care about that sport so much and that team so much, what could I possibly teach you? It was really fun to watch last night. I did watch, hilariously, I watched the first two periods and then flipped on some of the playoff basketball. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, I guess I got to tune back. And then bang, bang, Ovi finishes it, crash in the net. Excellent work out of him. But I don't have a whole lot to add. We will certainly have guests throughout the Capitals. What we hope is a very long playoff run. I will be watching much more and develop more opinions. But we are, I just, to be the most blunt I can, Grant and Danny talk a lot of hockey throughout the year. They're both big Caps guys. They're a great station, a great show that's down the hall. And if I assume that most people that want to hear about the Caps are tuning in there. I assume that if you are a longtime listener of this show, you know we do football as well as anybody. My goal is to do it better than everybody, but that's not to disparage any of my colleagues who do a great job. But we're striving for that every single day, as well as the other sports that I think we do at a really high level. And so with that preamble out of the way to say this is just me leaning into the stuff that I think I actually have something to tell you about, we're going to talk NFL draft for the most part today. So, Anthony, did I do that gracefully enough without sounding like a I almost just said multiple things that I didn't think that I don't think I'm allowed to say on the radio without sounding like a prick.
You did good.
Okay, thanks. And if I didn't, it's Anthony's fault. Okay, so NFL draft, and Adam Peters just held his pre-draft press conference. We will have our friend Mitch Tischler on the show. It's a Tischler Tuesday. We're bringing it back. Mitch will join us coming up in a little bit. But Adam Peters spoke today. And we'll let you hear what he said starting here in a couple of minutes. But I just think on a big picture, Anthony, the thing that stood out to me is I feel like Adam is one, he's more comfortable than he's ever been. His answers were more verbose. His demeanor was more relaxed. He's cracking jokes. He clearly knows some of the people in the room at this point, as opposed to last year doing this, where I think they were, the stakes were a lot higher. Just, not that the NFL draft is not important for the Washington Commanders in 2025, but if you don't get Jaden Daniels right last year, think of how different a position that they are in this year. And all you have to do is, you know, look at where the Chicago Bears are drafting, look at where the New England Patriots are drafting to know, like, hey, that was your company last year and what Washington did with their roster. And then ultimately the guy they chose at the top of the draft gave them completely different seasons than New England, who's picking at 4. New England's roster was even worse than Washington's, but they could have done some stuff that Washington did. They obviously didn't make the right coaching hire either, because they hired a coach last year. Chicago didn't change their coach, should have. Hopefully they got it right this year. But they also could have, you know, signed the types of guys that Washington signed on 1-year deals and had a, you know, a similar season. They didn't. They also chose the younger quarterback, and that might take more time to season and cook. So point being, it's not that it's not important. It's just he's more comfortable and all that stuff. I think he also, to the extent that he gave anything away, like giving it away is the wrong term, but like, to the extent that he was truthful about what he thinks, as opposed to kind of talking himself in circles to not reveal too much, it very much sounds like he is in line with the general public on this draft. That there are a few players at the top. He said it was like 10, where it's like the first 10 guys, we kind of know who they are. And I don't even know that it's that many. And we can get into that a little bit later. But first 10 guys, I mean, he even said a guy's name. I've never heard a GM do this. And he was asked about trading down, and he goes, well, look, if Abdul Carter is available at 27, I might be willing to trade up 2 spots. You know, we have everything on the table. He knows Abdul Carter is not going to be available at 27. He also knows there's no downside to him to saying that. What does it matter if we now know that Abdul Carter is probably the number one player on Adam Peters' board? Not a damn thing. They are not in the mix for Abdul Carter any more than, I don't know, Anthony, if you could marry anyone in the world, there's anybody, pick anybody tomorrow. That person, you're probably not in the mix. Plus, there'd be a lot of logistics. We can't plan a wedding in a day.
Nah.
I'd be willing to help you out, but we're not going to do that. The Commanders are not in the mix for Abdul Carter. And he just flat out was like, yeah, but if Carter fell to 27, I'd probably make a few phone calls. It's like, okay. We got it. So I think that what is interesting that he didn't say, that he would never say, that it would be very silly for him to say, is like, okay, well, within the context of players, if you say it's 10, 11 through 50, what order do you have those guys in? And that's the thing that I have a hard time like trying to figure out with this particular draft class, having seen Peters only go through this one time as the general manager. And I do feel like to an extent, we'll learn a little bit more about Adam is an evaluator and is a team builder based off what they do specifically at 29, but even throughout this draft, because there is a bit of a flavor for everyone in this draft, which is something he said as well, is if you're looking for an edge and you want a 3-4 guy, you want a 4-3 guy, you want someone who can play multiple, who can play in even fronts or odd fronts, you want someone who can get after the passer, someone who can stop the run, like that guy exists. It's just what strengths do you want and what weaknesses will you be willing to tolerate? And that is really where the magic is made. That is where the secret sauce is, and he's not going to give that out. But the fact he doesn't, you know, sometimes you hear a GM, Will Dawkins to an extent did this last year. And he's like, oh, everyone says it's a bad draft. I don't think it's a bad draft. And he wound up with 4 dudes from the first round from it, and everyone looks at those 4 dudes as solid building blocks for the Washington Wizards moving forward. It seems like Adam Peters is very much in lockstep with draft media and any other GM that's been talking about the general nature of this class. So let's hear more from Peters next. A little more specific and some of the other things that he had to say about where the Commanders are, some positions they will or won't attack. You'll hear from Adam Peters before we take some calls from you on a Vibe Check Tuesday at 4:30 here on the Team 980.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. 4:30. Who are the guys you want to see Washington take? Who are the guys you don't want to see Washington take in the first round on Thursday? That's our question on a Vibe Check Tuesday. The do's and don'ts for Adam Peters. But first, let's hear from Adam Peters. He was asked a number of questions today. Let's see, 26 questions in a presser. That's a prolific press conference right there. AP was asked about the process that he goes through. This to me is one of the most interesting things about this particular class, specifically with where Washington is at 29. There are multiple players in the edge class that have character concerns of some kind. For Mike Green, it's off field. It's very, very serious accusations. For James Pierce, it's somewhere between immaturity and, like, you're not a very dedicated professional football player. And both of those have separate sets of concern. And there are other guys in this class where there are concerns as well. And there's guys on the other end of the spectrum, too. Tyler Booker seems to have unimpeachable character. Scouts, his coaches, they love that dude. But there's questions about him as a player. So there's both ends of the spectrum. And how that all balances out is ultimately the magic sauce, the magic potion, the magic formula for successful NFL drafting. But Adam Peters was asked specifically about the process he goes through when there's a player who's got concerns on the character side of things.
Yeah, that's a great question, excuse me. And it really starts with the scouts. And that's where, like, all the hours that they put in and all the information, all the people they talk to with the schools and the players' hometown and everywhere else, they dig up anything they can to find out what makes each of these guys tick. And so you say a character concern, and, you know, we drafted a guy in San Francisco who had character concerns, and he turned out to be one of the best players at his position, one of the best teammates I've ever seen, one of the best locker room guys, and just an outstanding human being. So you got to be careful where you get that information and who's giving you that information, and know your sources and all of that. But each thing, each character concern is really case by case, and you really figure out what the incident, if it's an incident, what it was, why that happened, find out all the information from them, from everybody you can, in order to make the best decision for your team. So, and there's a wide spectrum of character concerns. From, you have off the field things, you have football character, there's not really character, but then like mental and learning that you look into. So all those different things play into it, but everything is case by case, and try to get as much information as you can.
Adam Peters used that phrase a lot today. It's case by case. And that's because it is. It is ultimately to call it a formula is probably a little too specific, but it's ultimately an evaluation, right? That's the it here. An evaluation is a multifactorial exercise. And you're trying to weigh and balance a bunch of different factors for each guy. You're trying to factor in, what does my team need? You're trying to factor, what does my team have in terms of skill set, but also in terms of environment. You're trying to factor in, how does this guy, the mental learning part there that Adam says at the end is so critical. If I get this guy in, can I actually get what I need to out of him? Because you can know a guy's talented. And this is the hardest thing to do if you're a general manager or someone in Adam's position, the whatever your position is. Most teams it's GM, but the ultimate talent evaluator. If I know this guy's talented, will he work for us? And when the answer is no, because you know the way you teach, the way he learns are not compatible, or the talent is not the right fit for your scheme, and you're not going to change your scheme for one dude, especially if you're successful, or you're not going to make your coach, hey, coach, we I'll just use basic example. We're a 3-4 team. We got to go to 4-3 because I love this 4-3 edge in the first round. Well, can he play standing up for us as a outside linebacker? No, he's a hand in the ground 4-3 edge. He'd be great for Dennis Allen in Chicago as the defensive coordinator. Big old honking dude. Sets a great edge, has pass rush juice, but not mobile, not dexterous enough to play as a 3-4 as a 3-4 outside linebacker, and too small to play as a 3-4 edge. And we wouldn't be using his skill set. You're not taking that guy. And you have to be able to just let it go. You might be able to say, that's the best 3-4 edge player I've ever seen. We play a 4-3. We got to let him go. It just doesn't work for us. Man, that guy's a great pass protector. That guy's great as a gap scheme run guy. Well, we're an inside zone team. We're an outside zone team. He's not very good at that stuff. You got to let him go. And that's the hardest thing. And so understanding the complete package of the player is why, one, doing this as media people is so hard, because we don't have the time nor the resources to, especially those of us that do this job. Nevertheless, the guys like a Todd McShay or a Dane Brugler or whatever, those guys that do it year round, they have a much, much better chance of doing it on a team type level. But they still, I mean, I know Dane talks to guys, but it's different when you're a team versus, hey, I'm a media guy calling you. It's just, it's hard to get that full, complete picture. And then even then, a guy like Dane, who I think does, you know, Daniel Jeremiah, like these guys do some of the scouting work. They really do talk to people and get a full picture of who the human is. They're not applying it to a scheme. So Dane Brugler can be like that guy, talk to him, great kid, know everything about his family, know who he is, a football player. He's the number 10 player on my board. And you could be sitting there at 25 being like, oh my God, Dane Brugler's got this guy at 10. Doesn't fit your scheme. Doesn't fit your system. Or maybe the things that you like about him as a player and as a person doesn't really fit with your locker room for whatever reason. Like, these things happen, and you have to be able to say no in this process. In terms of actual positions that he is looking for, that's one of the things that gets sorted out on your big board. You have to understand, like, okay, if these three players grade out the same, we're gonna, we actually had this situation. I did a mock draft earlier today on my YouTube channel, and I had three players that shouldn't have been there, according to Logan Paulson's big board, available to us at 29 for the Commanders. And even though the way Logan had them stacked, the bottom player, or the three players were, oh my God, Malachi Starks, who's the middle guy? Malachi Starks, someone, and Matthew Golden. And I was like, even though Golden is the lowest player on our big board, positionally, he's probably the highest value, and I think we went in that direction. So how does Adam Peters build up that big board, and how does he think about you know, putting together a list that all the work has been done prior to draft day, and ultimately it's a stick and pick. That guy's number one on our board. We know it. We're good. Or trade out, and that's the only decision you have to make when you're on the clock.
Yeah, I think that's another really good question. There's guys that we know that aren't going to be there, so it wouldn't be. If they were there, yeah, we'd take them, but we're fairly certain they're not going to be there. But there is a group of, I don't know. This draft is interesting just because very little certainty after, you know, the first 10 picks or so of who's going to go where and why and what's going to happen and all that. So we have to be ready for a lot of different guys to fall to us or to not fall to us. And so we have done that where we've done an exercise where we just ranked, you know, this group of guys, however many it is. It could be 10, it could be 5, it could be 20 of, okay, will they be there? All right. And if these guys are there, should we stay and pick, or should we trade down? Should we trade up to go get one? So really challenged ourselves to do that before we fell on the clock. That way we'd be able to make a decision pretty quickly.
And that's the key, right? Once you're on the clock, the decisions should be made already. It's just a matter of, do we have a trade offer that we like better than the player that we want to pick? Could that player be a wide receiver? They've already spent resources there. One, they're probably going to pay Terry McLaurin more money this offseason, so there's an extension coming there. Two, they already used a fifth-round pick on Deebo Samuel. So what happens if a receiver's at the top of your board at 29?
Yeah, I think really every team every year is a little bit different, right? And so we're really just what's the best player that's going to help us now and in the future, and because that room's going to change next year, just like every other room in our building's going to change each year. It's going to evolve. So, you know, if the best player we think is the player that's going to help us more than any other position, then we won't hesitate to take that.
And to me, that's the obvious right answer. And I think that's the thing that the more I've talked about the draft this week, especially as some of the final conversations are happening here in NFL draft world, it's important to remind everybody that this is not a draft for 2025. This is a draft that's going to help continue to build a foundation that you hope is here for the rest of Jaden Daniels' career, at least for the better part of it. This first round pick, like, you're hoping this is someone that is either his counterpart on defense or one of his running mates on offense for the next decade. That's what a first round pick is. You're not worried about just 2025. And so I don't know how they stack their defensive tackles, for instance, but if Derek Harmon is a top 15 player for them and he's available at 29, the defensive tackle out of Oregon, you take him. Oh, but you got Daron Payne, you Johnny Newton last year. Great. Newton and Harmon, you guys are the new pairing. If they think that fits together, if he's that much better than everyone else. Outside of quarterback, there is not a position in this draft that I couldn't tell you there was someone who I wouldn't take at 29. I paused there because I wanted to think about it. But there genuinely is every single position I could think of someone. One takes a small caveat. And I'll just tell you, rather than making someone call in and ask. Center, technically, no one there. But if you told me Gray Zabel falls to 29, who can play all five offensive line positions, and he's a guard for 3 years, and then when Tyler Biadasz retires or is no longer here, Gray Zabel takes over, fine. There, I did center. Literally every position. There's tight ends that could fall. There's running backs that could fall. There's receivers, linemen, corners, safeties, linebackers. Linebackers probably the other hardest one, but that has more to do with the players than it does the position. Obviously, if you can get a stud that can understudy Bobby Wagner for a year or two and then take over, that would be amazing. And then obviously on the defensive line. Punter, kicker, long snapper. Okay, fine. You got me there on the specialists. But other than the specialists and quarterback, I think everything's on the table at 29. Which begs the question, specifically, player-wise, who do you want to see them take at 29? And then is there anybody that you're like, that guy's a no from me, dog? Who do you not want to see them take at 29? We're taking your vibes just 2 days from draft day on a Vibe Check Tuesday. Next, the phone number, if you would like to call, 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Your calls next on The Hoffman Show. It's The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live as well on YouTube at the Team 980. And we're talking NFL draft with you. We still nothing, no word for 5 o'clock, Anthony?
No.
Have you texted?
I'm gonna text him right now.
Okay. Yeah. You should do that. Thanks, Anthony. Good work. We probably should have done that a while ago. That's my bad. I'm gonna say it's my bad at least. Anyway, we're gonna keep doing the radio show now. Back to you. 301-230-0980. That is the phone number for you to call with the guys that you want to see taken by Washington and maybe some guys that you don't want to see taken. There's a guy that you've seen mocked and you're like, no, please do not do that. 301-230-0980 is the number. Also able to field your questions. I've been told Rob has a question. We're going to start with Rob. Rob, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show.
I was telling your guy on the phone, I've been looking at all the draft publications, and it looks like to me from 25 through 78, if you take out the quarterback, they're pretty much rated all the same. So that throws that theory of best player available. So do you just draft for need, or where do you, or the general manager's draft for what makes him comfortable at that position?
I'd say, Rob, it doesn't really throw out best player available. It just means that, like, the margins are smaller. And I think it's always a mix of best player available and quote unquote need, because like I said earlier, like best player available isn't done based off the consensus media draft board. It's what you think is best for your team, which is ultimately going to factor in how players fit into your schemes with your coaches, all this stuff that we just play from Adam Peters. So it just means that I think when you're making trades that it's probably going to be harder to do unless you and some other teams have some huge disagreements about who these players are. Because if I have the best player, let's say the best player available for me is an edge player or a tight end. And I don't think that the tight end that is the 20th best player on my board is really that different from the tight end who's 40th on my board. Then why, like if I trade out and I miss out on the 20th guy, I can still get the 40th guy, so I'm good. So if I really want a tight end, like I know I have more options that aren't that different down the road. Does that make sense in terms of how that goes from the player stacking in this draft?
Yeah, I've been doing this draft thing since 82. I've been watching it and trying to do my own little thing. It's only been 2 years I've seen it like this. So like I said, it's confusing to me because we had offensive line, you got linebacker, defensive end, corner, safety. So, and to me right now, I can't pick a player right now at 29 because every time I do it, I say, well, no, I think we need this position more than that position. So,
yeah, it's really hard, Rob. Thanks for the call. It's really hard right now to delineate between these guys. And, you know, I've done now, what do we say when I've done with Tony today? I think it's 7 different mock drafts. I think we've done 2 on this show. I've done 2 with Tony on the YouTube page. At Craig Hoffman, and I've done 3 on Take Command, 2 with Logan, 1 with Jeremy Green. And every time we get to 29, I am both like, oh, there's some interesting options here. And like, dang, there's not an option that I love here. And that's the test, because there's going to be, you know, how many times have we had, for instance, Anthony, the Shamar Stewart conversation? There are people listening right now and watching us right now that if Shamar Stewart is on the board at 29 and they don't take him, they being the Commanders, they are going to storm out of the room, swearing, cursing Adam Peters up and down. And there are also people that if they take Shamar Stewart at 29, they will burst out of the room, swearing at and cursing Adam Peters up and down. That's the kind of draft it is. And there are people who think Shamar Stewart is a top 10 player in this class, and there are people that think that you should not touch him with a 10-foot pole. So, the one, there's a bunch of dudes like that that are super polarizing. But there's also other players that some guys have them at 20, some guys have them at 45, but they admit they feel the exact same way about the player. It's just the 25 guys around them, they feel relatively the same about too. It's a weird, as I said, I opened the show by talking about this yesterday. It's a weird draft, bro. It's a weird, weird draft.
Yeah, and I think just going off the draft, I think a lot of people fail to remember just, and not to say, you know, AP hasn't had, you know, misses in the draft or anything, but he's been pretty good when it's come to the draft. So, like, even if there are, you know, a lot of players, you know, falling in this range where, you know, there's not a lot of variance between the players, that doesn't mean AP can't get it right kind of thing. So I'm just, you know, again, optimistic that he's going to do his due diligence. And again, like, he's going to take who he deems as the best player available in that, you know, that range of players that, you know, everybody seems to be continuing to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that there's also, it's funny to me when new information comes out now, because we are dead in the middle of BS season. We are dead in the middle of silly season. There's kind of almost a 2-week cutoff before the draft where it's like, oh, here come the curveballs. Don't believe anything new that you haven't heard before. And then sure enough, there's different reports coming out about you could see this happen or that happen or this happen. So take this for whatever it's worth. Jason LaCanfora, I saw, put this out in the Washington Post today. I saw Mike Tannenbaum say this on ESPN today. I feel like I saw it one other place too. So you got a former NFL GM and a dude who's been covering the league for 25 years. Both say they think four quarterbacks are going in the first round. That's a game changer for Washington, because I think a lot of people look at Minnesota at 24 and say that's a, Minnesota would die to trade out. Die to trade out. They have four. You think Washington's bad with five? Minnesota's got four draft picks this whole draft. I know Washington's got five each of the next two. That could change next year with comp picks, but Minnesota's got four picks. They would love to trade out. And if Cam Ward goes one, Jackson Dart is all of a sudden in play at nine, because apparently Kellen Moore likes him better, according to some reports. And then Shador Sanders' floor is 21 with Pittsburgh. LaCanfora had a quote from, I think it was an NFL GM in his close, his column today. He's like, I would bet my ass on Shador Sanders not getting past Mike Tomlin. And so if that's the case, now you're looking at 24. Could Shook go, Tyler Shook out of Louisville, or Jalen Milroe go there to New York or New York or Cleveland? If not, is 29 in play? You don't have to go as far. You don't have to give up as much. And is anybody really going to jump you? It depends. If Minnesota can get Cleveland and New York on the phone and they want the same guy, well, then you got a shot at 24. If only one guy wants to come up, then if you're that team, you're like, well, why am I going to trade up? Or if we're not going after the same guy, I'm not trading up unless you really, really want that fifth-year option. And if they both want different guys, could five go? What happens if New York is dead set on Shook and they want the fifth-year option, and Cleveland's dead set on Milroe and they want the fifth-year option? Who knows? Like, that's kind of the thing, is we don't know. I think tight end, everyone thinks there's two. I think there could be three. Running back, everyone says there's probably just two. What if there's three? What if there's four? Like, this, we don't know more than we've ever not known in recent memory when it comes to this class. And it makes predicting what Washington is going to do frustrating, but also exciting, because it's like, we all know what the best case scenarios are. And that was another thing I appreciated from Peters today. In fact, in lieu of phone calls, if we get phone calls, we'll take them. 301-230-0980. Apparently everyone forgot how to use their phones the last couple of days. It's draft week. Everyone's suddenly gone quiet. But 301-230-0980. Hear more from Adam Peters, and he talked about this as well, the machinations of trade that could happen this week. So more from Peters next here on The Hoffman Show.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Taking your calls, 301-230-0980 on the Commanders' draft plans for Thursday. What would you like to see them do? We can continue on the phones now, and then maybe let you hear a little bit more from Adam Peters. But first, to you at 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Let's go to Aveen in DC. Aveen, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, Craig. You know, after the season ended, I was thinking for sure, you know, the first two picks, we need to get defense. But, you know, as we're getting closer to draft day, like, I've really grown into the idea of going offense and just keep strengthening a strength. I think actually it could, you know, raise the floor of the team, keep helping out Jaden Daniels. And whether that's like offensive line, if Simmons falls to us, Connor Lee, Zabel, you can really build something that's built to last. And like that could be like you could build a core offensive line for like the next decade for Jaden. Or receiver, the guys in that range like Igbuka, like that could be like Jaden's like go-to target like for years and years to come. He seems like somebody who's polished, ready to immediately come on, make an impact. And I also really like the idea of Burden because he's like really explosive. We need more explosiveness on offense. And like to me, I don't know what you think, but he seems like a perfect fit because, like, with our offense, we run a lot of quick game, a lot of screens. And for him, you just need to get the ball in his hands. And then I just keep on hearing about, you know, we're definitely going to take a running back and all that. And I'm still feeling more receiver over running back because, I don't know, you know, Brian Robinson, like, to me, he looked off, like, awesome the first half of the year. He looked explosive. He was breaking tackles, you know. He looked good to me. And, like, I'm wondering, like, if we get somebody in the second round, third round, fourth round, whatever, like, are they going to be an improvement over him and Eckler? Like, Eckler was really important to us, too. He had a bunch of clutch plays in the playoffs for us. Like, he still seems like he's going to be here next year. So are you going to be taking away time from those guys if you go running back? And, you know, receiver, even, like, in the second round, like, you can get, like, a field stretcher, like Boyles or somebody like that, Higgins, like, somebody Jaden can throw deep to. So I'm just feeling receiver over running back for offense. So I know what you think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to let you do the old hang up and listen bit, but I appreciate the call. I think there's a couple of really good things to respond to. First one, the idea of Luther Burden is good. The actuality of Luther Burden, I'm not on board with and think there's 0% chance he winds up in Washington. I should probably say 1% just in case, but I think that the way he goes about his business is not the way they go about their business, is the way I'll put that. I think there's real questions about him from a skill set standpoint as well. You're not that dynamic and explosive with the ball in your hands and not a top 20 pick if there's not other questions about your route running, your consistency. And I know the quarterback play was bad in 2024 for them, and it was better in 2023, and he was better in 2023. But the inconsistency of him as a route runner, the fact that you kind of almost have to manufacture touches for him, not a great separator for as great as the short area quickness is. And maybe he gets with an NFL wide receivers coach and somebody coaches him up and it gets better, but I don't know how coachable he is. I don't know. You know, he had a bunch of personal fouls this year for, like, kind of being annoying. Again, I got to find a better way to say the thing that I want to say because I can't say the words I want to say on the radio. But not the best way of channeling his competitive spirit. And I don't know. He's certainly not going to get the Commanders tag. I'll put it that way. And thus, he's not going to be their guy at 29. I think Igbuka, ultimate Commanders tag guy, like, plays his face off, super competitive, great off the field, great teammate, all that kind of stuff. I just don't know if he has the burst that it's worth taking at 29. That's the question with him, but I would bet on Emeka Igbuka. And he's a guy that knows how to be a complimentary piece. If he's next to Terry McLaurin for the next half decade, he knows how to do that. He's always been next to a superstar. Hilariously, that player at Ohio State before Emeka Igbuka was Terry McLaurin. So it would be kind of funny that if those two guys wound up being teammates. The running back thing, like, are you going to find someone who's an upgrade on B-Rob this year? Maybe. There's definitely guys in this draft that could be. But all three of their main running backs, McNichols, Eckler, and B-Rob, are on one-year contracts. So if you can get someone in now that can make the team and probably knock McNichols out or at least knock him down to a running back four and special teams guy and a depth piece, then you've got someone who knows the system next year and you're not having to completely start over. And I think realistically, with Eckler's concussion history and the fact that he's just a running back on the wrong side of 30 at this point or getting near to 30, you don't really long-term plan for him to be here. Like, you can't plan on Austin Eckler's production that he had last year for multiple years to come because there's very little historical precedent for that. And I hate that for Austin because, man, it happens fast in the NFL, but that's just a reality that I don't think they're going to pay B-Rob in the offseason because it's too easy to replace running backs. And Eckler, you're not planning on for the long, long term. So I do get the idea that they want to take a running back, and I think they probably should if one of the best guys on their board is that. But I'm also on board at receiver, even though if they had to roll into the training camp with the receivers they got, if they can get one of Michael Gallup, Noah Brown, et cetera, to pop, I think they're okay at that position. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Brian in Alexandria. Brian, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Thanks, Craig. I'm open as well, of course, to any position other than quarterback if you deem that player you're picking is going to be what I call one of them. We finally have a one of them type of guy on our roster at quarterback. But to me, we still don't have enough on either side of the ball, even with the addition of Tunsil, even with the addition of Debo. I think when you're talking about competing against teams in our league, especially that team up north that won the championship, you have to get demons, dogs, whatever you want to call them. And I don't care if it's a center. I don't care if it's a guard. I remember the coach guy, I think his name was Quentin Nelson, and he was just an absolute beast. You need somebody who is a terror at whatever position he plays. And 1 through 11, well, outside of quarterback, running back, tight end, tackle, guard, receiver, you want somebody who defensive coordinators have to stay up late to plan against. Because ultimately, that is who is competing on the field against the Jalen Carters and the Dejon Coopers and whatever other defenders that you're playing. So I say at each pick, whenever you're picking, we still have a roster where, man, get the guy that, of course, fits your culture character-wise, because I'm big on that too, but get the guy that is a straight-up dog, or at least you deem to have the potential to be. Thanks for taking my call, Craig.
Yeah, you got it, Brian. And I'm glad you said what you said at the end there, because to be perfectly clear, their culture is who's a dog. Like, I can flip on the tape, and I won't have a full scouting report in 10 plays. That's for sure. But I can tell you within 10 plays of watching any prospect if they have the dog mentality that Adam Peters is looking for. There's a way, and would get the Commanders tag based off that. Or really, you know, it takes more than that to earn the Commanders tag. I can tell you who won't have it. Give me 10 plays. Not a highlight tape. Show me 10 random plays. Or 10 plays to start a game. Any week of the season. I'll tell you who's getting that Commander tag. Watch Johnny Newton play football. Watch Mike Sainer still play football. Watch, I know he didn't pan out last year, and this is why it's not an infallible thing, but watch Ben Sinnott play at Kansas State. These dudes scream around the field. They play their you know what's off. They, like, when we talk about culture and character, sometimes it becomes this very kumbaya type of thing. And like, that stuff's important, right? Connectedness, teamwork, the ability to raise others. Can you get more out of the guy next to you because of the way you are all the time on the practice field, on the sideline, in the locker room, in the meeting room, getting together, having dinner as a group, as a team, a couple of random guys from the roster that have no positional time, whatever, as a draft class. That stuff matters, and they want that stuff, but you're not going to be everybody's best friend and play soft football and be on the Washington Commanders. So just to be really clear, that stuff matters too. And that's why, like, Emeka Egbuka is a great example of this. Again, do I think Egbuka's ceiling is superstar Pro Bowl receiver? Probably not. There's a world it happens, because I think he compares okay to a guy like Cooper Kupp, who has led the NFL in receiving and had a triple crown season in 2021. So, like, depending on the usage package, if he goes to LA, watch out. Who knows what he could be. But stylistically, that dude, A-plus character, I let him marry my daughter. Like, that kind of guy. On the field, he will wreck your life. That's the combo you want. I was talking to a scout the other day about something, and we're talking about a guy, and he just goes, that guy's a mother. You know what goes in the second part of that. There's no higher compliment you can get from a scout in sports, in any sport, than that guy's a mamma jamma. And Emeka Egbuka might be a guy who gets the scouting badge of honor on the field. That dude is a mamma jamma. And that, you got to have that to get the Commanders tag as well. All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we're going to flip gears real quick, talk a little bit of hockey before Mitch Tischler joins us at 5:30 to get back to the Commanders in the draft. You'll hear more from Adam Peters in our pick six at 6. We're going to bring that back today because there is plenty to talk about. But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have searched far and wide for the finest hockey talk we could find. And we didn't really have to go far nor wide. We looked out the window and said, hey, Chris Russell, you were at the game last night. You want to come back in here? Rooster talking hockey next on the Hoffman Show.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.